So he is going to put light on the topic. Om Shanti. Those who are standing, please sit down. Today it is the day of remembrance. This day, this day gives a special inspiration to all of us to become equal to the Father. Like the Father, Baba said for this day that it is the day of remembrance, that is the day of power. I'm going to share with you a very small event. Why it was said that it is the day of power? Because when Brahma Baba was about to leave the body, so before 1 minute, he kept his hand on the hand of Dadi and he transferred all of his powers to Dadi. So this was a very big event when Brahma Baba transferred his powers. And so Dadi has to look after the all the yajna, and that is why the Brahma Baba gave her powers, and that is why this day is said to be the day when the powers were read. So even in the song there was a beautiful line that Brahma Baba became the destroyer of the attachment. From the very first day he destroyed his attachment. And in his spiritual practices, he remained as embodiment of awareness, embodiment of memory. Today I'm going to put few main memories of Brahma Baba. So those and all these memories, the awareness have played an important role in the life of Brahma Baba to become perfect and complete. So very first special thing, in order to make the speed of effort very great, we have to become teacher of our own. That means that we have to motivate ourselves. We have to create feel and enthusiasm by ourselves, by talking with ourselves. So let me put one sample that how we should continue to talk with ourselves, and this talk we should do every day. We should have such a talk every day. Everybody, stabilize yourself in your soul conscious form. I am a shining soul. I am sitting on the throne of the forehead. I have got very good fortune. I have got good opportunity for having the meeting with the God. Through this meeting, I experienced alaukik happiness. So talk to yourself in this way. And now, I have to make this meeting constant one. The world has troubled by the troubles of the world, but I had to free myself from all these troubles, confusions, and fill myself with the powers of God, the godly powers. This time is very invaluable. I am a charitable soul. So this opportunity has come to my doorstep by itself. I had to take its benefit to a larger extent. I should not waste my invaluable time in trivial things. This is the time, this is the knowledge for creating the fortune of the whole cycle. I have received the karma philosophy. Till now, I used to walk on the life following the dictation of the human beings, but now I have to live a life on the basis of Srimad, the dictation given by God. Once again, see yourself as a shining soul inside the body made up of light. I am an angel like Father. From each and every part of my body, light is radiating out, emerging out, spreading out. Om Shanti. Today, on this beautiful day, we will have some determined thoughts. Baba, you have heard very beautiful things about Baba even today. He was a great tapasvi. In a scripture, it is he who has been described as Adi Yogi, the original yogi, because he used to remain combined with Baba constantly. He is the one who detached himself from the body and stabilized himself in the soul conscious form. For that he had a very long practice. He was a great renunciate. Such renunciation in all the four ages, no one can do, no one has done, it is the only this one. He adopted the selfless attitude. It's very difficult. The whole Gita talks about the two things. One, having the attitude of selflessness, and also having the attitude of mercy. Both can be seen, the samarpan bhava, that is the attitude of surrendering everything. So both the attitudes we can see in Brahma Baba. The definition of surrender is very deep. It is a very deep topic. Surrender, it is a very deep topic. Listen carefully, Baba's words. When you surrender yourself completely, then you become complete. Nothing belongs to me. Everything belongs to you, Baba. Once again, listen carefully. It is not only the matter of wealth, those who are in the households, those who sustain the family, they can also be complete surrender when you say everything belongs to Baba. That Baba, it is you who has given the qualifications. Even if you have the name and fame in the society, Baba, that also has been given by you. If you have the intellect, so that also, Baba, it is given by you. If you have a very good family, say again to Baba, Baba, it is because of you. So the topic of surrendering is a very deep topic. Number Brahma Baba was number one in this. Nothing belongs to me. You might have heard that as soon as the Baba sacrificed everything. according to Shiva, he never ever saw the money once he surrendered to Baba. So we are the children of such a great tapasvi yogi soul. He is the one who has sown the seed of the deep tapasya in our life. Now let us do a very beautiful practice, and this practice you have to perform every day. I am an angel like the Father. Hey Brahma Baba, bring Brahma Baba in front of you. Before you, not only the body, but the body of light from which the each part of that body, the light is emerging out, spreading out. The rays are very shining, very bright, and are emerging out, spreading out from that body of light. And in the middle of the forehead, the sun of knowledge is shining, the Baba, the Supreme Soul. Even I am the angel like this one. I, the soul, sitting in the middle of the forehead, I'm shining, and my body is of also made up of light. And from each and every part of this light body, the brightness is spreading out. And through these rays, around me, a very bright, powerful aura has got created, and I am in the middle of this aura, like Father, an angel. The memories, the awareness that we make belong to us, means when the memories that we accept, accordingly our life gets created, our life becomes the form of that. This angelic form you have to develop, you have to do practice for this, because from our angelic form, the two religions are going to receive the message. You must be knowing the Christians and Muslims, they believe in angels. So when they will see our angelic form, they will accept the godly knowledge. While moving along, doing the work, and he used to be in some memories, some awareness. Very famous line was always there in Baba's lips, and that is nothing new. Everybody should do this practice. He was the owner of a very big yajna, and in a yajna many things arise. You might know, even it happens in the households. There were many to create obstacles because the knowledge was new. Somebody used to leave the knowledge and somebody used to come to take the knowledge. But in the lips of Baba, there was only one line, one sentence, and that sentence was nothing new. Whatever happened in the previous kalp is happening now. So everybody should accept this. Whatever is happening is truthful, nothing new. So these were the very deep words that Baba used to say. Whatever is happening has to happen that only. The things that are predestined are happening. So this was the one awareness, one memory, and the another awareness, another memory which was very powerful, but that one is not in the Brahmin. About that many are not aware. In front of Baba's room there was very open space. You might have seen there are two rooms when you go to Baba's room. So that time it was not a room, it was an open space. And a powerful thought, whatever is seen through these eyes is not going to be there, it's not going to exist. And with this simrti, with this awareness, he became detached from everything. On this path of spirituality, everybody should have the aim of becoming victorious over these two things. That is, whatever we are seeing, nothing is going to exist further. You have to have the thought that I have to live each and everything, me and mine, I and mine. If everything that belongs, we always keep on saying I and mine, but when we live this attitude, then we are going to become very great. You know, the scenario that is going to come in near future will be very, very huge and in the fierce form. And the scenes will be like that. It will not be possible for everyone to see that. First of all, we have to make this feeling very strong that whatever we are watching, seeing through these eyes will not exist anymore. This is a very small line, but you make it firm internally. Everything will be new, everything old will disappear, and the new age, new world will come. And now I'm going to tell the third awareness, third memory that Baba used to have. In his spiritual practices, in his tapasya, great tapasya, there was one great thing. And that is intoxication of future. And nowadays that intoxication about future is very less in Brahmin family. Remember today's Murli, Baba keeps smiling, seeing the children's state. Many have got entangled in worldly things. So create attitude of detachment. I'm going to share with you a small event. I have shared before also. That event was generally shared by Dada Janaki. So with this, everyone will come in a good feeling. In Madhuban, there is a history hall. And Dada Janaki, at 3 p.m., she was going. So, you know Brahma's Baba's room, where it is, where is history hall. And after that is Janaki Dadi's room. So she was going to her room from Baba's room. And she saw that inside the history hall, Brahma Baba is dancing alone. Just think. At that time, Brahma Baba's age was about 92. And Baba was dancing. And Dadi saw, and she moved a little back, let Baba dance. But Baba saw her and said, child, daughter from
Kahaki Baba
and Dari asked Baba, you're dancing?
Haan,
and Baba said, yes, daughter, I'm dancing. Baba has the intoxication that I'm the one who is going to become Narayan. This intoxication is not a small thing. With this intoxication, all of these thoughts become peaceful. You know, the concentration increases, all the attachments are also destroyed. Excuse me. And the attainments of the present time seems to be very small. So all of us need to be intoxicated about the future. I have learned from the Janki. She used to say, fix your number in the rosary of victory. So we also fixed and we used to feel very great. So just fix your number and then create the thought that I had to reach to this. And because, with the help of that, all of your carelessness will destroy. So let us move towards our future, fix your number. Don't think that how come we can come into the rosary of victory, in the victorious rosary. Each one has the same margin. See yourself in the form of Narayan. See the Narayan in front of you. The Narayan having double crown over his head. The forehead is shining. And the brightness of purity is spreading. The body is very pure, clean. Here I am completely voiceless. I am filled with all the wealth. There are the palaces made of gold. So bring your form in front of you. This is me. I'm about to leave this body, and this body I'm going to adopt. I'm about to leave this dress, and I'm about to adopt this dress, put on this dress. And now within half a minute, fix your number in the rosary of victory that I have to achieve this number. Om Shanti.
Baba ki agli baat bahut sundar.
The next thing of Baba, very beautiful. And that will help us in making our efforts. Not only help, but will help us to make a high jump in our life. Enable us to bring easiness in our life. Having an attitude of detached observer. In Baba's mudras, we keep on listening this point. I teach as well as I create zeal and enthusiasm in everyone. And even after that, I see each one's part being in a stage of detached observer. So Baba created a very beautiful balance in his practical life, in his practical.
Yogi bano, jnani bano, yogi jivan hai pyara. Kaam krodh mad lobh moh vash, aaj hai sab mohataaj. Yog laga kar paap mita le, swarg saja le tu aaj. Kaam krodh mad lobh moh vash, aaj hai sab mohataaj. Yog laga kar paap mita le, swarg saja le tu aaj.
ओम शांति.
हम सब भी
इवन ऑल ऑफ अस इन अवर हाउसेस इन अवर फील्ड ऑफ एक्शन नीड टू क्रिएट अ प्रैक्टिस ऑफ बीइंग डिटैच्ड ऑब्जर्वर्स. स्मॉल सम स्मॉल थिंग्स आई एम गोइंग टू कीप इनपुट इन फ्रंट ऑफ यू. सी फैमिली मेंबर्स, see this companions of the service and create a thought. Each soul has their own part. All of them are playing their own part. Each one's intellect is their own. Each one have their own sanskars. Each one have their own karmas. Each one have their own fortune. A parent, a mother, father thinks that my all children should be like this. Yes, if they are like that, it is good, it is fine. But even then, we need to keep all these 4-5 things in our mind and then see everyone with that attitude. Each one's fortune is different. And if you see everyone with this attitude that everyone in my house is the fortunate one, everyone in my house are the charitable souls, each one in my house is great. This is known as having attitude, the attitude with which we are watching others, that is known as the attitude, the vritti, and the basis of that vibrations are created, and you will experience when you have such an attitude, the very beautiful vibrations will get great created in your homes, in houses. Do this practice. So Baba, in his spiritual practices, in his tapasya, he had a very beautiful feeling, he had a very beautiful practice that this drama of 5,000 years is about to finish, and now it is the time to leave everything and go back to our father Shiva, Baba. Baba used to do this practice that he is flying up. And in his last days, it was this year the Baba's words, that Baba is living in this body in such a way that as though he is not there. This awareness, this memory of going back, at least every night before going to sleep, everybody should do this. You have to fix in your daily routine that I, the soul, have taken many bodies and then left and then again taken, again left. Once I was in the deity body and now I'm in this body. I'm with Baba, I'm under his canopy, I deserve his love. With this thoughts, if you go to sleep, so Baba's words were that in the night you can have the visions. The dreams that you will have will be full of happiness. Every day, do this practice about 5 minutes. I'm going to put in front of you 2 entertaining methods that Baba used to do, and thereafter we will be doing the practice of that. Baba said, Brahma Baba used to be in his future intoxication, so Baba would see the, his future form in such a way that even the angelic form and the deity form, both are our future form. And he could see both the form just like, you know, it is hanging on some nail. So on one side there is the angelic dress, and on the other side there is the deity dress. And I, the soul, sometimes put on the angelic the dress and sometimes the deity dress. So these are the entertaining ways of doing practices, spiritual practices. You have a very good feeling, a feeling full of happiness. And on the basis of that, our those sanskars awaken. Excuse me. Baba gave the homework. I'm going to put that homework in front of you in a different way and in a little elaborative way. You must remember once Baba said, do the practice of being bodiless, being furry angel 8 times in a day. I, the soul, in a supreme abode. And that point is from the today's Murli also, silence power. Please remind yourself today's Murli. When we keep ourselves beyond the sound, and beyond the sound means when we are there in the supreme abode with Baba, then even if we are busy, we cannot feel the busy life. There is no busy life because our silence power because of our silence power, the work that we can finish in 1 hour can be finished in half an hour. Why we are taking too much time? Because of the wastage, the wasteful thinking going on in our mind. Because of the waste in the mind, the power of the intellect decreases, depletes. So if you learn to quieten our mind, you will feel that you are doing nothing. The life has become very easy. Everything is happening automatically. So I, the soul, in the supreme abode, see your bright form here itself. There are many who get confused in understanding where we have to see. So just create a thought that I'm a soul. There is a soul, very bright soul, in the supreme abode. Create the vision of the picture of the supreme abode. Golden red light is there, and within that golden red light there is a point of light, very bright light, and the rays are emerging out, and that is me, the soul. And then in the subtle region you can create your vision in the form of an angel. You can see whichever form you want first. It is not that unless you see your angelic form, how can you see your seed form, the point form? No. You can see any form at any time. So you do this practice of seeing your soul form, seeing your angelic form. So do this practice for 5 minutes, 10 minutes. You sit in the yoga and do this practice. If you do this practice 10 times in the morning and 10 times in the evening, then you will enjoy the yoga a lot, and the yoga will become very powerful. Let us do this practice. I, the sparkling, the shining soul in the middle of the forehead,
bahut tejasvi,
I am very bright,
sampurn nirvikari,
completely voiceless,
sabhi praptiyon sampann,
complete with all attainments, a jewel of contentment. See your form. I, the soul, came out of this body and flying towards the supreme abode. See yourself. The soul is flying up, spreading its brightness, spreading the bright rays all around. The I, the soul, going to my abode from where I came to this world. This supreme abode is far, far away from the blue world, blue sky. Here in the supreme abode, everywhere there is golden red light. Bring this picture in front. I, the bright soul, am here.
Feel
it. Feel that the peacefulness of this silence world is getting absorbed in me, and my subconscious mind is becoming quiet. This is my free stage free from every other thing.
Main atma utar aayi sukshma lok mein,
Now from this supreme abode, I'm getting down towards the subtle region. There I'm in my body of light. I am an angel.
Lighthouse,
might house. Create the vision here. Everywhere there is the white light. It is as though at a time many full moons are present there and spreading their light. In front is Bab Dada. In his forehead, the Almighty Authority is shining, is sparkling. From his brightness, a very powerful aura has got created and is spread everywhere. Even I am an angel like him, free from all bondages, beyond the attachments. An angel of purity. Baba has kept his hand of blessing over my head. He applied tilak on my forehead and he spoke out, child, whatever blessing you wish from me, you receive it from me on this day of remembrance. On this day of remembrance, the innocent, Lord of innocent, is sitting there here with all of his treasures, with his big heart to give. The Lord of Innocent is pleased today. Surrender any burdens you have, any worries you have, surrender it to Baba. And taking drishti from Baba, I the angel came back to my physical body. Om Shanti. The day of today has got a very beautiful blessing. This day has got the blessing right from the morning. Baba gives us the achievements that we want, but for that, a very good quality concentration is needed. Attainments will be experienced by those only who sit by keeping their mind very quiet. And the one more dharana of Brahma Baba's life, through which he finished all of his I-ness and my-ness. Here we all sitting are very intellectual ones. Brahma Baba was the very first soul which was of the world, which was next to God, and which means he was the most intellectual one. His life was the most divine one. He had
a very beautiful feeling for all the souls of all the relations. He had a very beautiful dharana of one thing, and that is, everything is getting done by Karavanhar Shiv Baba, and we are Karanhar. So very nicely, very well, we should know the things first. In one of the message, Baba has given a signal within 2-3 months that the control of bringing the transformation of the world has been taken by Baba in his hand. Now, whatever human beings will wish, that is not going to happen. Now, things will happen whatever God will wish. And that is why Brahma Baba has kept himself on one side. Everything is happening on the basis of godly powers. Brahma Baba always thought that I am only instrument. It is not that we do, but the current Karavanhar gets done the thing through us. He gives us the intellect, he gives us the divine knowledge, he gives us the inspiration. So this dharana should also be adopted strongly. Baba liked these words. Whatever belongs to you, it is the gift from God to you. Whether it is a wealth or intellect or the success that you receive or you have any talent. So all of us should make this awareness from, you know, nowadays in this iron age, the worries, burdens of the family has become natural, but surrender everything to Baba and have faith that He is the one who gives them everything. Now let us invoke Baba. With lot of love, extend an invitation to Baba. Oh Baba, dearer than my life, you are the one who has given my mind the rest. You are the one who has filled my life with the treasures of happiness. Oh my life, of my life, accept our invitation. And accepting our invitation, Bab Dada is now in front of me. He is giving me drishti. Make any determined thought in front of Baba for your life. While receiving drishti from Baba,
Baba ne apni hajar bhujaye mere sir ke upar phaila di.
Baba has spread his thousand arms over my head. And giving drishti to me, he has gone back to his abode. Om Shanti.
एक समाधान की बात मैं पूरी सभा में ही कह देता हूँ.
In this year's gathering, I'm going to say a point about remedy because many brothers and sisters comes to him asking, we have this problem, we have that problem, such problem, the physical ailment is in our life. So teachers, sisters also should pay attention. Do the bhakti for 21 days for destroying the obstacles. 1 hour yoga at any time except Amrit Vela. You have to perform 1 day, 1 hour yoga without missing a single day. You can change the place, but you should not change the time. Before doing yoga, create 2 thoughts that I am a master, almighty authority and remover of obstacles. So do this thought, create this thought thrice. These obstacles can be in your life. This can be the obstacles from the wandering souls, obstacles in the that comes in receiving success in our business, in our work. So the 21 days bhakti gives the result. This is the experience of thousands of the BK brothers and sisters. So you can adopt this method of doing bhakti for 21 days, 1 hour yoga apart from the Amrit Vela yoga. Now you have to do churning over the 3 dharana points. First one is adopting, accepting whatever is going to happen. We should fill in ourselves the sanskar of accepting that. Develop your mentality in such a way that whatever comes in my life, I'm going to accept that. You know, sometimes the things happen in our life in such a way that we don't agree to accept that. And the second dharana is make your nature very easy. Have an easygoing nature. Then you will remain happy. And third dharana, in the coming time, in order to cross so many things, you should create a powerful stage that I am a master, almighty authority, and he being the almighty authority is combined with me, and he is as a canopy over my head. And so do this practice for a few moments throughout the day, and you will become more powerful. And because of this powerful stage, even when the circumstances, situations that come in your life, even if they are big, you feel that as small. But if you yourself are weak, then the small, the bigger, everything depends upon your own stage. There is the example of Hanuman in the scriptures, that because he was powerful, that is how he brought the whole mountain in the name of searching for the life-giving herb. Om Shanti, your meeting with Bab Dada would be definitely more beneficial. When you listen the Murli, you feel as though Baba is sitting in front, he is talking to us, he is telling me, and experience the presence of Baba. Now let us go to the Supreme Abode towards the Shiv Baba, closer to Shiv Baba.